Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Well, this is actually maybe more of Adult Games Corner, but it is an AVN. I mean, it's made in Renpy, and it doesn't have an anime feel. It's got more of like a... Well, I mean, they made an anime for it, but it's not an anime-style game. Like, it's totally made here in the West, so it has a lot of Western, I guess you could say influence, but it's an anti-dating sim. It's called Class of 09. You've probably seen it played on YouTube, and if this is something you don't really want to see, then let me know, and we will skip it, and I'll play it on my own, because I've been told it's just good to play in general, and, you know. May not be something I need to necessarily have on the channel, especially if there's a lot of coverage of it already.
Make no mistake, I'm a sociopath. God, that sounded evil. Let's rewind a little. I grew up all over coastal America. House after house after restraining order. Everything just kind of blends in. If the divorce rate is 50-50, my mom landed on tails like 8 times. So by the time I was 14, right, I moved from 7 different houses and attended 6 different school districts. After a while, you don't see a point in making friends. The Vitamin C graduation song? Yeah, I can't relate. But then 1 year, all of that almost changed. For the first time ever, I found myself in a school for 2 consecutive years, going on 3. And then I, like, started turning pretty a month into high school, so the guys hitting on you social leverage was really awesome. The popular girls would talk to me all the time. They were just stupid. Like, they'd always been pretty. Never left out. Never alone. And when I think about it, all the thinking I've ever done was when I was alone. I was nice about it, and thought I'd always be nice about it. Finally in one place to build a steady reputation.
Okay, so it does have an anime look.
Said, fuck that. My piece of shit gamer brother got us evicted for pirating breakbeat mixtapes. It's like not even good music. Anyway, so mom was crying, packing up the moving boxes. And that's when she told me, we're moving out of state. And I just got settled. I said, fuck you, I'm living with dad. He's just a neighborhood down. I put the boxes down, go over, knock on the door, and my second Christmas killed himself. I walked in. Floor looked like a whole ass video game, just blood everywhere. And get this, his suicide note was stuck to the fridge with a Cookie Monster magnet. All he wrote on it, Nicole's fault. I'm Nicole, by the way. Hi, what the fuck did I do to him? Maybe I missed the office softball game? Men are so into this revenge suicide thing. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I'm moving, again. City, county, state, all the same fate. But I've always said that while leaving. This time, it's on arrival.
Hmm. 2007.
Okay, so, for the senior prank this year, what if we, like, parked our cars where we don't usually park them?
Oh my god, that is so funny.
Yeah, math class this year with Mr. Burliday. Yeah, like, fuck Mr. Burliday, dude.
God, they are never funny. It's like the girls just laugh to avoid sexual assault.
Hey, yo, you new to this educational prison?
Wow, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I'm getting into, like, humor and stuff. Anyway, you know anyone around here? Know where your classes are?
I mean, kinda. There's, like, numbers on the doors. I think I can figure it out.
No. I could show you around. Like a school tour? You wanna do that? You up for that?
You up for that? Humor the school tour, decline and go straight to class, or tell him off and cut class. Oh, wow, it's a G-Mobile. We are really going back. I had one of those motherfuckers. Let's see.
Yeah, so then my friend got the DLC. It's downloadable content. It's like $10. Like, dude, kinda not worth it for the gun.
Why are you talking to me about video games?
Just something, you know, what, you don't, like, play video games or something?
I'm a thin girl. Do I fucking look like I play video games? I'd rather play dead at a necrophilia convention.
Oh. Well, yeah, you know.
I know what?
Did Did you hear about how Mountain Dew makes guys sterile?
Yeah, from you and every other guy who reads the internet to try to be interesting.
Ah, nice rolly backpack, you fucking four-eyed double dick-sucking bitch.
Hey, stop kicking it! This backpack holds priceless reading materials!
Oh yeah? Like what? The Bernstein Bears make eye contact?
Hey, what is this, fourth grade? It is home to some of my favorite manga books.
Manga? What is it, like Asian or something?
Japanese, thank you. Some of which go on to be very popular television shows.
Wait, can't you watch half those on cartoon channels? Why the hell would you read it?
Dude, how do you care about anything this much?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, he thinks your Chinese cartoon books are stupid. Why defend it?
Stay out of this, you...
You girl! Double down on the verbal abuse? Shit, can I be an asshole in this game? Why not?
Fuck you, greasy bitch. I was trying to help you.
I don't need help from someone who misnationalizes my Japanese manga books.
Japanese manga books? That's literally you. That's what you sound like.
Yeah, first time you talk to a girl and you correct her on the origin of your backwards picture books.
They're not backwards. They just read right to left.
No one cares.
I care. And the YouTube anime community cares too. Like, Naru Party 13, he's got 1,600 subscribers. Do you have that many?
Why would you upload videos to YouTube?
How else do you think videos get there?
It's for watching TV shows. You don't fucking participate in it. What, am I gonna go on YouTube and get digitally molested?
You gonna transform?
Whatever, everything's fine. My mom said the bullies go nowhere and smart kids like me become notable adults.
The most notable thing you could do is killing yourself before graduation. Then your dad can cry in front of school assemblies next to a black and white photo of you.
Wow.
No, little bitch.
I'm straight.
So hey, you're like pretty cool. What's your name?
Well, my last name's Yu. Most people just call me that.
You? What is it, like Asian? That's hot.
Yeah, grandma had yellow fever.
Cool, yeah. So what's your first name?
Fuck.
Oh, you look new. The lunch line's on the other end.
Oh, this is good.
You're trying to find where the lunch line starts, right? You got here a little late, so it's pretty long now.
Oh, fuck. For a sec, I thought everyone else was skipping, too.
Where'd you come in from?
Like, just outside? There was this weird kid getting his shit handed to him.
Like, weird how?
I don't fucking know.
Is he, like, talks about a bunch of dumb shit weird? Or, like, how can he afford so much Adderall with a job at the shop and say weird?
First one.
Oh, glasses, bowl cut. That's Jeffrey. I don't think he's all there. Like, he's too socially awkward for the normal people, but
we're too smart for the special eddies.
Can I sit here?
Yeah, sure. All my friends got put in a different lunch period.
What's your name? I'm Nicole.
I'm Jekka.
Jekka?
Jekka?
That's like on your birth certificate?
Short for Jessica, obvi.
That's pretty punk for someone who dresses so...
preppy? Yeah, my mom works corporate for department stores, so I get all this expensive stuff for free, but trust me, I don't give a fuck.
Cool, yeah, same.
Cool,
Nicole,
yeah, same.
You ready for day two?
Is someone gonna kill me day two? If so, absolutely.
Why? What happened?
Just, like, waking up in general hurts. And I gotta deal with my brother, who's still up from the night before eating a family box of anything.
He can eat family-sized meals? How old is he?
Like, 26. He just freeloads off my mom.
I mean, we kind of freeload too, but we're 16. It's cool when we do it.
Exactly. I have to tell him that when I'm woken up by loud chewing noises.
Is he fat?
Do you know what ex-bodybuilder fat is?
Yeah, I kind of know what that looks like.
Well, he's an obese monster. I was just curious if anyone else knew that bodybuilder phrase. He's not that.
Good to know. Hey, let's gossip more at lunch. I gotta get to class.
Dude, fuck class. Just skip with me.
I told you yesterday, if I skip anymore, my mom's gonna start giving me disciplinary tattoos.
How does it even work? What does she write on you?
It'd be some weird shit like, I love school on my fingers.
Isn't that, like, abusive?
She's the only mom I've ever had. How the fuck should I know?
Huh.
So where are you headed?
Hmm. For once, I haven't had to say
so
shit.
Where are you headed?
So to not make the intro to beginner's photography too long, I'll simplify it by saying I'll have your shot looking superior by the end of this year.
Dude, why did I pick an art class? All these kids are annoyingly quirky.
So nice of you to join us, young lady.
You sound way too happy to be actually happy.
Quite observant. To make up for your tardiness, perhaps you could help me out in the dark room. I need the chemicals cleansed for tomorrow's class.
Oh, hey, I know you. What's up?
This is the girls' bathroom?
Really? Nah, no way. So what brings you here?
What would bring a girl to the girls' bathroom?
Skipping?
Duh. Now get out.
Oh, come on, wait. What class are you cutting?
Photography. The teacher tried making me do shit for free, and I am not about that.
Photography? Oh, me too. Crazy.
So even if I don't skip, I can't avoid you. Great.
You're a cool girl, you know that?
What?
I just like you, you know?
Oh, dude, God. Get in line. Nobody knows how to leave me the fuck alone here.
So honest, like, I feel like I can really open up to you. You have a lot of emotional conversations. I listen to a lot
what
of...
What a deep band, so I can never find a girl that can keep up with me in that department. You just throw the deep band thing in there with no context.
Come on, can I at least know your name?
Nicole.
Oh, hi Nicole. You wanna have a sit down with me? You know, talk it up?
Yes, guidance counselor, let's talk it up.
Hey, come on. No need for the jokes. I can tell you're fragile inside. Me too, actually.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah? How can you tell?
You know, like...
Your face and stuff.
You've known me for literally 2 days.
All I need is 2 minutes.
You want to get to the emotional part? Huffing developer is a lot more exciting than this.
Look, it's just... I don't know. People don't understand me. Like, this girl saw I was listening to pop punk and was like, I thought punk was anti-pop. Like, she didn't understand.
God. I told you the same thing. Pop punk's for boring suburban kids who want to live in LA.
But it's deeper than that. Like, I feel like no one at this school gets me.
Just curious, were you saying that before using the internet?
Man, like, I don't know. There's gotta be more out there.
You haven't actually replied to a single thing I've said.
How is this a conversation?
I guess it's not, huh? Not so much a conversation, more like a vet sesh.
Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you go now. But, oh, Nicole, thanks for listening. You're a good friend and stuff.
Gee, thanks. You're a good person.
Person I was forced to talk to.
How is it $2.99 for a drop it like it's hot ringtone? It's bleeps and bloops. Fuck out of here. Who is this? Wait. Hey, thanks for listening in the women's restroom. Oh, it's that weirdo. How'd you get my number? Whatever, let's see. I love seeing you and hearing your voice. Your attitude just works for me.
God damn, bro. Learn how to spell.
Romantic. I wanted to show you what you do to me. Show me what? I don't see... Oh my God, all 3 inches of it?
All 3 inches of it? Delete and forget about it with therapy.
I'm just gonna erase this. Ugh. I was literally raped through a phone just now. School was bad before, but now I gotta deal with seeing him there.
Months later. Damn.
Nicole, I'm trying to make a depression playlist on iTunes. What is it? Well, nothing.
Going
really.
Femcel mode already?
Why you've been so exhausted lately. People, Mom.
You're being nice, right? Trying to get along?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's my problem. Never putting up a fight. Never telling men I'm not their emotional wheelchair.
Well, sweetie, I'm not sure if being confrontational is the key to happiness. You're a beautiful girl. Don't have an ugly personality towards anyone.
So, I should, like, spread myself thin so anyone can have a place in my life?
Don't put it so negatively. All I'm saying is, be inclusive. Give people a chance.
What if they're bad people?
I don't believe in anyone being inherently bad.
Yeah, I guess the pedophiles trying to abduct me on MySpace are just misunderstood.
Always a negative spin. Just promise you'll try. Try to be nice and make time for people. The connections you start early come in handy later on. Don't screw up here.
Ugh, fine.
Thank you. I promise it'll pay off. I'll be your enabling little princess.
Oh, 2008.
Whatever, mom's addicted to heroin again. How was your spring break?
Exhausting. I thought everyone would just forget about the hangout promises I made over the winter.
The thing where you tell them you're really busy for midterms, but should have time in the spring.
Surprise, she doesn't have...
Most of them would just forget.
Pause!
Not when you're hot. They never forget when you're hot.
I'm hot?
I was gonna say, I'm surprised she doesn't have a heartogram. It was 2008 and him was totally the shit around that time. I know, because I was playing a lot of him back then.
You fish for compliments?
Whatever, yeah. So not a single free day to myself, having to meet dipshits X, Y, and Z at the mall, or the park, or the diner.
What kind of Mormon-ass bitch meets at a diner?
They all blend together, couldn't tell ya. Worst part is, I'm at this point where I'm too nice to even decline the follow-up hangouts.
Hey, let's do this again. Maybe next week, same time.
Yeah, so now it's the bullshit I put up with on break combined with the bullshit I put up with at school.
Really makes you question the whole point of niceness.
Being nice just traps you into these hostage friendships. Socializing honestly kind of sucks now.
You're starting to sound like that weird kid, Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey is one of my hangouts this week.
Oh my god, you're that far in? That's like church girl nice. Tell him to fuck off.
I can't. I feel like I'm at a point of no return. If I try to escape now, he'll just stalk me.
Don't be so cynical. He'll probably just murder you.
Dying would be awesome right now, but I feel like there'd be strings attached with him.
You're dead. What could he possibly do?
Your body doesn't disappear when you die, so whatever his twisted little anime brain wants.
Ew, okay. But if he actually killed you, could I take your body to a taxidermist?
Yes.
Good to know. Have fun with your little dates.
So this is your place, huh?
That's the third time you said that.
Sorry, yeah, today's just been wild. Crazy.
That's the fourth time you said that.
Pretty sweet your mom's out of town. You could throw a whole party, right?
If I liked people enough to let them destroy my house, then yeah, absolutely.
Aw, man, don't be a downer. You kind of remind me of this one girl from a local punk band around here. She kind of gets standoffish, too.
I'm standoffish?
Oh, Lord, there
like
you go.
Not like a bad thing, just more like the band makes her image that. I think they were called, man, I can't even think right now.
Has it really only been 20 minutes?
Hey, I just want to let you know...
You're actually really pretty. God.
I know.
Pretty and, like, pretty cool, too.
She says, I know.
It's like nothing I've ever heard before. You really know your stuff.
No, I don't. I had Sean Kingston on for the last hour.
Humble, too? Like, you're different.
I'm not having sex with you.
Whoa, what are you talking about? Fucking you was, like, the last thing. Unless you'd want to.
You've worn the same Volcom socks for, like, 2 weeks.
So that's a no? It's cool if it is.
Dave and Buster's.
But yeah, it might seem crowded now, but you should see this place on Friday.
What?
I said you should see this place on Friday!
Okay.
You see me at the hoops machine? I'm sick. You couldn't keep up.
It says suicidal pregnancies, but it's supposed to be suicidal tendencies.
And the skee ball machine? Don't take it too hard. I make everyone look trash at it.
All of this behavior is telling.
Yeah, telling pussy-ass bitches to suck my dick. I think I should start making rap songs. My dad is a MacBook.
You're gonna be a SoundCloud rapper.
But yeah, season 4? Not really for me personally. How about you?
Sorry, season 4 of what now?
The Doki Daisuke anime?
The what?
You've been paying attention, right?
To the first 3 seasons, or are you talking for the last 20 minutes? Actually, it's the same answer for both.
Yeah, I know. What were the writers thinking? I'm actually involved with an online group, and we're gonna reanimate season 4 the way the fans wanted it.
Like a whole cartoon?
Yeah, you wanna join? We could use all the help we could get.
Yeah.
I guess. Animation takes a lot of time, right? At least you weird kids put your time towards something.
Oh, well, actually, we haven't found an
animator yet.
Yeah, but one of our friend's cousins might
do it after he graduates from media school.
For free?
Yeah, just for the love of the show.
Bullshit.
Oh, okay, I'm not joining then.
Huh? Why not?
There's no difference whether I join or not join, because this will never be made.
She's right.
Well, if you feel that way. Do you know why it's so hard to find animators?
I don't know why the fuck I'm here. I even had to pay for my own shitty cheeseburger. I'm gonna start telling men I'm vegan so they stop trying to take me places.
But yeah, Kelly's a fucking whore and I hope she dies. End of discussion.
I'm not opposed to that stance. How about you, Nicole?
I'm not opposed to that stance.
Sorry, I'm exhausted somehow.
You've been tuning out all lunch. She's been down the being nice rabbit hole since spring break.
Poor new kid. It's like you know they want to fuck, but they won't just ask so you can reject them and put an end to the friendship.
How'd you even let it get to the point of a friendship anyway?
Because I'm a fucking pushover, okay? Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, now don't be a bitch about it. Let's just enjoy our cancerous meatloaf in peace.
Fine, sorry.
Oh, Nicole, what's up? You still on for tonight?
Fucking Crispin!
What about me?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Just the government is bad.
Shit, that concert was tonight?
You are exhausted. Who's playing?
Literal nobodies, just cover bands.
Why would you agree to that? She's in too deep to say no.
Yeah, someone told me they saw you at a place with that weird Japan kid.
Wow, you actually went through with that.
You need to have some kind of limit. How can I rank who and who not to hang out with when they're all equally shitty to me?
Are you suicidal?
Oh my god, don't just ask that.
Seriously though?
Yes, very.
Yeah, me too.
Same. But you're not just suicidal. You're like, depressed too.
Maybe you should just blow off that concert.
But then I won't hear the end of it.
Can't please everybody. Well, if you're suicidal, just go home and kill yourself. Then
Hold on. Hold on. Dude, I literally get to do number two. Are you fucking serious? Oh my, stay home and kill yourself or go to the concert. Alright. I'm gonna just go to the concert then.
You?
Mr. Colby, what are you doing here?
I work here.
Oh, I guess you had to find a new job after the school board fired you.
What are you talking about, fired? I left, moved on to bigger and better things.
No, I'm pretty positive you got fired after groping me and seven other girls.
Yeah, I'm a player, don't remind me. What say you and me get out of here? I want to show you my new ride.
Man.
You know, I'd love to chill in the back seat with a registered sex offender, but I might miss the next shitty band, so...
Come on, Nicole. None of these high school boys are at this level.
I actually prefer 25 seconds of intercourse.
Just shut up and get in my car.
No!
Fuck! You think I don't have any pull now that I'm not your gym teacher, but think again. My players love me, and they all keep in touch.
Are you threatening me?
I didn't do anything. Yet.
Fuck this, I'm out of here.
Wait, you're gonna miss three more cover bands.
Hey, how was the concert last weekend?
What is expected.
Makes sense. So hey, you wanna skip fourth period and buy cigarettes off that weird guy that hangs out in front of our school?
I would, but I've just lost the will to do anything. And fourth period's one of my sleeping classes.
Come on, I can't go alone. We skip all the time together. What if he kidnaps me?
What am I gonna do? Use my tiny arms to rip you from his grasp?
This is bullshit.
What?
You blow all your time on these idiots you don't even like, and now you can't even hang when it's someone you do like?
I know, but like, I'm too far in. It's gonna be a nightmare if I tell everyone to fuck off now.
You have a choice to make. It's either me or your hostage friendships. End of discussion.
Fuck. Well, now I gotta think if I love you more than I hate being stalked.
If you don't have an answer by fourth period, I'll have one for you. See you, Nicole.
God, I wish I was a lesbian.
You fucking whore!
No, a lesbian. Didn't I go to an arcade with you? Why are you mad?
It's a barcade. You know why. Everyone in lacrosse is talking about it.
I don't... get it. Is this for YouTube or something?
You fucked the whole football team!
No, I didn't. Wait, even if I did, why do you care? We weren't even together. Fuck off.
all those times I took you out, and you had the nerve to have sex with everyone but me!
Yeah, me too!
If I knew you were easy, I would have tried more when I took you out!
I'm done with you! From now on, I'm gonna make your life a living hell!
My cousin's gonna hack your MySpace when I tell him you use me!
The fuck is this? You all insisted that I hung out with you, not the other way around!
Then why'd you keep doing it if you didn't want to date, huh?
You kept offering, I was trying to be nice!
Yeah, I kept offering to lube up the prude, but looks like you're a manipulative slut the whole fucking time!
A grown man actually started a rumor about me.
Somebody steal her backpack!
Yeah, we gotta get our money back somehow!
I don't fuck anyone!
Counselor's office?
Oh, you're actually here. Good, I need some help.
Nicole, what a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, you're like student relations, right? You can talk to kids and get them to calm down?
To an extent. What's the matter?
Well, see, all these guys I hung out with before, who took the hanging out as dating, so they all suddenly want to kill me because I won't have sex with them.
Kill is a rather strong word, don't you think? Would you say they're more upset?
Why does this matter?
Let's try a different angle. Why are they suddenly all expecting this sex at the same time?
I'd rather not get into it. Long story. Really weird and embarrassing.
Fair enough. What I'll say is when people find themselves in situations where it's 10-on-1, it'd be a tad irrational to immediately rule out the conflict being your fault.
No, I get that. But the gym teacher, he was at this concert and
now, like... hold on. So why are they upset with you again?
Because I didn't have sex with them.
So sexual frustration. Natural for all boys of their age. But what provokes that?
Hormones?
Teasing. Are we being a tease, Nicole?
And you're actually employed here?
Don't deflect. You're usually so... sharing.
How am I sharing?
For instance, how you shared your body with the varsity football team?
No.
Oh, now, don't be ashamed. You should be proud of your spontaneity. In fact, I think I'll take you out on a personal field trip.
Oh, shit.
I'd love to explore this curious side of you.
Should've went to mama.
Go fuck yourself. I'm seeing the principal.
Might not be the best use of your time. Principal Lin knows, too. We all do. The faculty can't hang themselves over protecting one amorous girl now, can they?
I can. People are books, puzzles, and pawns. In that order. First they're read, then they're figured out, then they're persuaded. Some would call that wrongly manipulative, but what's the alternative? Basically any advice my mom's ever given me? Don't be mean, don't judge, be open. And yeah, sure, but that only works when men don't want to have sex with you. Be tolerant of guys who get off by choking you. Mm-hmm. No way that goes south. What's wrong with a pizza delivery boy with no career goals? When's the last time you asked your pizza man if he's a rapist? They're called warning signs, but ignoring them makes you a nice person. And one day, if you're a nice enough girl, you'll end up just like me. And just like my dad. If you're reading this, I'm dead.
Well, I think we got a bad end. Oh, well. Miss you, I'm sorry. Announcement after announced on the intercom. Let's take a moment of silence for her. It's been 1 week, it's been 1 month, so on and so forth. No one hated her when she died. I wonder if the intercom would say my name that many times if I went early. Well, damn. This is 2 of 15. Well, obviously the game can be completed fairly quickly. And that was a blind play. Obviously, I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I guess you have to make your decisions a little better. I kind of wonder what the other suicide... Remember when it said stay home and kill yourself? I didn't realize that the characters would actually do that. But yeah, they seem to do that. So, that's Class of 09. I don't think I'm going to go any further than that, because obviously I'm not really reading this to you. It's more like just kind of watching a movie in a way. And there's probably a lot of footage of this elsewhere on the internet that is not, you know, where we post our more saucy stuff. But yeah, you can pick it up, and also you can pick the re-up, which is the sequel to the game. So, you know, check those both out. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's, I don't know, visual novel corner with another great visual novel. Stay tuned.